Hi, good afternoon. My name is Tian Bao Yang. I'm a research scientist in the USDARS Food Quality Lab located in the Batesville, Maryland. Our lab is working on the use the physical, chemical, and approaches how to improve the fruits and vegetable quality, and especially for the nutritional quality, like phytochemicals. Today, my talk includes three parts. First, I will give you introduction, what's the migraine. Actually, some speaker already mentioned that migraines. And then I talk about what are we doing, try to use the calcium and the UV treatment to improve the yield and the quality. First, what's the migraine? And migraine is actually what now we commonly use indicate is something that is young seedlings, which is the first the true leaves just appear, then they harvest that. So usually take about 10 days to 2 weeks, something, depending on the different species. And most of my greens now using is the dicots, the vegetables, especially from the species from Brassica family, and also herbs. My greens usually is very tender. You think about it, it's a very young seedling, and which is when to compare with the sprouts, which is the difference is the sprouts are just under the dark. For the migraine, give some light, or depend on the light intensity, you can manipulate the nutrients too. And so the nutrition is quite different from sprouts. And also for the compared with the leaf greens, which is usually we eat the true leaves. So for migraine, we most consume is the cotyledons and hypocotyls is seedling with the cotyledons. So why migraines? Most interesting thing for migraine, in addition to the short period, easy handling, and the migraines also give the very good nutrients. When they do the study, there's the published paper showing the migraines, which is the all kind of the phytochemicals, like vitamin C, lutein, and all kind of the nutrients depends on the species. And also interestingly, when compare the migraines with the mature leaves or the other parts, and they have the higher concentration of the phytochemicals. For example, here what we did is in the broccoli, when you check the migraine compared with the flowers, what they usually eat the broccoli crowns and the mature leaves, you see that in the migraine has the here is two major, they contain two major, they call the glucosinolase. Two major chemicals, one is the glucoraphanin and another is the glucuronosine. And those two, both of them are actually, it's good for humans, especially for this anti-cancer and also the anti-aging, in fact. And actually, John Hopkins and the hospital, the people in Baltimore that specifically grew the this kind of thing supply for the hospital treated the cancer patients. And when you compare the migraines and the mature leaves and the florals, there's total content, migraines has higher content. And especially for the glucuronosine is very high. And later that transfer to the glucuronephrine. But the total amount is high. And also these two, both of them can be consumed by humans and then exchange in the body. And also migraines is good for the urban agriculture. Why? Because it's can grow in any spaces, small space, even in the kitchen table. Here you can grow in the, people grow in the, near the windows, you even don't need a light, you can use the natural light. And now actually in the cities have a lot of the warehouse, the growers use that to grow and give the good how to, for the salary, I mean how the income wise, it's good for them too. And also interesting, there's a potential for the migraines, how to use the migraine based on the nutrients, different nutrients, and how to make the benefit to individually. Actually, we are doing a project now working with the NASA, how to use this grow in the space for the astronauts. The challenges faced to grow migraines is for the seeds cost, is need a lot of seeds, and also there's migraines, you see they just grew the cotyledons, so the yield is pretty low, and also since it's very tender, the shelf life is very short, and also could have the food safety issue come out, although now have nothing reported yet. And also how the consumer appreciate that depends on how you consumer to buy these products. So our study is to solve the problem is when is to how to increase the yield and also how to boost the nutrients, especially for the phytochemicals. I will give you some our recent studies use the calcium treatments and others use the UV treatments. So calcium we know is the iron, which is a small the iron and have the big effect in the horticulture, such as in the fruits and the vegetables, when the calcium deficiency, you see that this kind of the physiological disorder in the tomato, in the bottom end rotting, and also in the apples, and also in the vegetable, you see the leaves become the withering. But the most important calcium actually in the plants, I think is as the important messenger, second messenger, which responds to the environment signal, then to make the physiological change, including to how to resistant to the stresses, including the pathogens and also some the cold heat shock and the cold temperature stress. And when we did the study in the broccoli, treated with the calcium, and we instead compare with just the water, here they give the calcium, you see that they can, when they give 10 millimolar calcium, it can increase the hypercortia about 20%. And this is in fact we see the GTA, which is the calcium chelator, which will remove the effect. And actually when do the mechanism doesn't show that this is the effect. So it's showing the calcium can boost the broccoli growth. And when you see the compare the broccoli here, so the, this control is the casein. You see that give the tall seedlings and also the sickle seedlings. Compare the yield. You see the here the fresh yield and the dry yield. They all give casein can increase about 20-30%. And also the casein itself, when they give the casein, the plants can absorb the casein, then give the high casein concentration in the mug greens. And when the after the harvest, to check the shelf life, the casein treatment also obviously can increase the shelf life, delay the senescence. So here, this of order, this is something that if the more if the more order come out, we'll see the decrease, the invalidation, and also overall quality to show that you see that when they give the casein treatment, is the give the less smell, and it means they have long shelf life, and also the overall quality. You see that casein treatment can increase the overall quality, especially when you see that after 2 weeks, the casein treatment still can give the reasonable shelf life. And when check the genes to see the what's the mechanics to for this long shelf life, we see the many genes involved for the senescence in the casein treatment give the high expression, but the senescent gene give the low expression, reduce the senescent gene. And last part, I talk about the, for the nutrients, the glucosinolase is the major phytochemicals in the brassica family, especially for the broccoli, which is the major the phytochemical for the anti-cancer effect. And as I mentioned earlier, the two major ones, glucoraphanin and inulin. When you see the casein, in fact, here showing the this is control, here's control. If they give casein, can increase the about 40-50%. And give the UV, can also can increase, but UV effect is less than the casein. If they get together, have the biggest effect that we can increase the about 70% increase. This is showing the during the storage after harvest. You see that when they give the casein treatment and the UV treatment, they can reduce the breakdown of the glucosinolase, which probably contributed for the longer shelf life too. And when they check the gene expression, you see that the genes which is controlled for the biosynthesis of the glucosinolase, and which is highly expressed after the casein treatment, and also the reduce the expression much slower than no treatment. Okay, conclusion. Microgreens are a rich source of the minerals and the phytochemicals. Second, microgreens are easy to grow and handle, which makes them a good choice for urban agriculture. Casein treatments boost microgreen yield and increase the antioxidant content, especially glucosinolase. and also can UV have the additive effect? The questions.
Okay, we're really out of time, so are you going to be around?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can ask some questions afterwards. Okay, thank you very much.